The very young and the very old were the focus of a public hearing Wednesday night on the Syracuse City budget. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, this is the day citizens got to tell lawmakers what they think of Mayor Stephanie Miner's proposed $662 million spending plan.
I would like to appeal to you wonderful counselors. Give us a chance, will you?
Octogenarian Lois Dwyer at the microphone last night pleading with common counselors to come up with a new location for a senior center in downtown Syracuse. The Ida Benderson Center closed last October, a victim of budget cuts, and Ida Benderson Senior Action Group has been meeting since then, hopeful the common council can find a new place for them. On the other end of the spectrum last night, advocates for the city's youngest citizens, 3 to 5-year-olds who need pre-K education. Margaret Deal says it's an investment in the future.
So many of our children come to kindergarten not ready to learn. They are behind when they enter school and they never catch up.
Many speakers ask that council not cut the pre-K budget. Problem is, Finance Committee Chair Kathleen Joy says they're misinformed.
I got very upset when I heard people coming and calling for us not to cut the pre-K program, but it is not being cut.
Joy says there may have been confusion because some of the pre-K budget is being funneled through Say Yes to Education instead of the school district budget. Lawmakers say there's a possibility there could be changes from the original spending plan submitted by Mayor Miner before they vote on it next Monday. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.